Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Assistant Operations Manager with Lake Red Rock, Perry Thostenson, joins us on today's program to provide an update about ongoing flooding at Lake Red Rock. Well, Perry, obviously a very busy week here at Lake Red Rock with all of the rain and precipitation, and there's been an update into how you're handling the floodwaters at the lake. With the latest forecast, as I understand, you'll be releasing extra water downstream on Friday. Discuss that process and how you came to that decision and why it's going to happen a little bit sooner than previously planned.
Our forecasted increase in outflows, rather than occurring on Saturday, will occur on Friday now. The inflows have been greater coming into the reservoir than was originally and initially anticipated. And also with the downstream crest of the surge that came from the storm event that passed through last night, it should be able to backfill, I guess, in behind that quite nicely. So there's an effort to try to evacuate as much water as soon as possible. And so that's our anticipated increase will occur on Friday versus on Saturday.
And with that, the forecast has shifted a little bit, but still very high elevation. Where does the lake stand as we talk this evening? And where in terms of do you think it's going to crest at by the weekend?
Our current lake elevation, rather, is 773.09. And the forecast shows that we should hit 776 by the 31st of May, and at least for now crest on approximately the 1st and then begin to fall. Of course, these forecasts are very provisional, you know, subject to additional precipitation and what actually comes of the inflows. But that's what we're looking at so far.
And for people who aren't familiar with those numbers and what they mean, can you give some context to how high the water is compared to normal conservation pool and how rare this has been at the lake in regards to when the last time these levels were this high?
Yeah, it's a large magnitude flood for us, as we phrase it. It's an unusual event, but not to be unexpected. They've occurred before, and actually we've had a similar flood event in 2010. Similar outflows, and right now with our current outflow at 30,000 cubic feet per second, the inflow is over three times greater than what we're getting for an outflow. And so, it's just an extraordinary event, but not the first time. And we had a similar event in 2010.
Let's start with where these decisions are generally made with the team, both at Red Rock and, as I understand, at the Rock Island District, and at what point that threshold, so to speak, where you start releasing more water downstream. When do you get to that point, and who kind of helps with that decision?
Yeah, our water regulation is entirely dictated for the most part by our water regulation plan, and so which is keyed into various dates and pool elevations, and we also have downstream constraints that we deal with. When we get to this type of elevation, some of those downstream constraints go away and aren't relevant. And so it's based on a scale. And so as we get into the upper levels of the flood pool, the strategy is to try to preserve as much of the storage as possible, because our maximum flood pool is 780. But also minimize downstream impacts at the same time. So it's an effort to, I guess, have a managed and controlled flood to reduce damages, but at the same time try to preserve the flood storage so we don't get to a point where we'd have uncontrolled releases.
And then for those who are downstream who are listening to this and they hear that the planned outflows will be this Friday, you've closed some of the campgrounds downstream. As I understand, the idea is that you're trying to mitigate impacts both up and downstream. Is there anything reassuring you could say to those downstream, or what are the potential impacts of increasing the outflow, I guess I should ask?
This change only increases the outflow by one day. And there are some minor downstream impacts, but it's certainly a lot less than what they would receive given the inflow that we're currently receiving. And it's a lot less than what we'd be letting out in 2008, but I guess the event isn't over, but we do have a respite in the rain coming, so that's good news.
This was built for flood control and ties in with Sailorville. When we're at this high level, what are some of just the impacts that we see at the lake, mainly upstream, but as you've kind of alluded to, coming up potentially downstream too?
Well, we've got most of our recreation areas are unaffected. We have some boat ramp closures and parking lot closures and things of that nature, and part of the Volkswagen Trail is underwater. It impacts people with Floyd's easement at 760 elevation, and that's always a concern. I guess otherwise upstream, if it gets into areas where there's county roads, there's some county road closures that are impacted, so folks would want to look out for road closure signs for that. Downstream, when we do open to 50,000 cubic feet per second, we're going to close the Howell Station to Ivan's campgrounds. We don't anticipate any inundation of that kind of flow, but just as a precautionary measure, we're going to close those campgrounds. South Tailwater will still remain open. So I guess that, we are built for flood control. This is, I wouldn't say unexpected. It is somewhat extraordinary in terms of the amount of water that we're getting in and with the rising lake.
Once again, that was Perry Thostenson with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers providing an update about the ongoing flooding situation at Lake Red Rock. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.